Unemployment claims are on the rise again. For the first time since late April, the number of people who filed for jobless benefits went up to more than 400,000 last week. It's the largest increase since March and comes as a number of states are eliminating extra pandemic unemployment relief early. Let's bring in MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi. And Ali, this report is from the Labor Department. Can we assume several states ending their extra $300 weekly unemployment benefit early, the pandemic relief? Republicans say those programs discourage people from going back to work. Pandemic relief goes away, so people turn to unemployment. Is that part of what's happening here?
Well, it's hard to know because there are a lot of factors that go into this. So, you know, 1 week doesn't a trend make, but we expected about 360,000 new claims. We got 416,000. Almost all of the gains, for some reason, came from Pennsylvania and California. Now, just to put this in perspective, 400,000 this week. A year ago, it was 1.5 million per week. Mm-hmm. The continuing claims mean the number of people who continue to claim unemployment insurance right now, 3.6 million people. A year ago, it was 18 million. So the overall trend is lower, but we've seen a spike this week. We've seen a number of states, four of them, Alaska, Iowa, Mississippi, and Missouri, cut off that federal unemployment assistance last Saturday. So that's about 300,000 people. We wouldn't see that recorded in the numbers yet. This Saturday, we see another eight states doing that, but Pennsylvania and California aren't in those. So this may be a statistical anomaly. We're not quite sure what it is, but we are going to see all of that federal unemployment benefit, the extra up to $300 a week, end by the middle of July. So I would say that it may be another month or month and a half before we are able to sort of say what the effect of the end of those unemployment benefits will mean in terms of people looking for jobs.
Well, but we're also hearing that employers are struggling to find certain workers right now. How does that square with the high number?
Yeah, there are a number of industries in particular where it's just impossible to find workers. There's demand post-pandemic as things reopen for a lot of areas, including wait staff, restaurant workers, hotel workers, lumber mill workers, truck drivers, things like that, people who had sort of gone off of their jobs. And now they're trying to get them back. And what's happening is a lot of companies are having to pay up for those workers to get them back. That's resulting in inflation. On the other hand, lots of people have an income that they didn't have a year ago. So they're buying more things, going out and spending at these restaurants and buying things. That's also contributing to inflation. So we've got a job squeeze at the moment. We've got an unemployment squeeze. We've got more jobs available than there are people. I will remind you, back in February of 2020, before the pandemic, as it was just getting started, we had a similar situation. We had a very low unemployment rate, and wages were going up. So again, we won't know where that balances out. The Fed chair had said just yesterday, in fact, that we're on the path to a very strong labor market, but this uncertainty that's been dwelling on people about schools and going back to work is still keeping some people home. Childcare continues to be a problem. People who go back to work are having trouble finding people to take care of their kids, so that's keeping some people off the working rolls as well.
Yeah, you mentioned the Fed. The Federal Reserve announced yesterday it was upping its projections because of inflation and will likely raise interest rates earlier than expected, apparently to calm down the buying we're seeing, you know, inflation tied to so many people buying things, demanding things, and creating a logjam in products. So that's going on as well. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, thank you as always.
My pleasure.